Chapter 1. The Pauper Meets the Prince. Long ago, two boys were born in London, England. One was born to a family of paupers who did not want him. His name was Tom Canty. The other was born to a rich family who did want him. His name was Edward Tudor. In fact, all of England celebrated Edward's birth. However, nobody celebrated Tom's birth. In his early years, Tom lived in a dirty old house on a poor street called Offal Court. Tom's parents slept in a cheap bed, while Tom, his grandmother, and his twin sisters slept on the cold floor. At night, they all covered themselves with old clothes and dirty rags. Tom's sisters, Bet and Nan, were always dirty, but they were good-hearted. Tom's mother was also good-hearted, and she really loved her family. However, Tom's father and grandmother were bad-hearted. They often beat the children. John Canty, Tom's father, was a thief. Tom's grandmother was a beggar. They forced the children to beg on the streets, too. One neighbor was a nice old priest named Father Andrew. He always helped the children of Offal Court. He read amazing stories about kings and princes to Tom. He also taught Tom to read and gave him many books. In time, these stories made Tom smarter and more polite. Tom and his friends usually played at being kings and queens, and Tom was always the prince. But after the game, he had to beg on the streets for coins. If he didn't bring home any money, his father would hit him and send him to bed without dinner. In bed, Tom always dreamed about rich, well-dressed kings and big, clean palaces. He dreamed about seeing a real prince one day with his own eyes. Often, he thought of nothing else. One morning, as he did on many mornings, Tom got up hungry and left his home hungry. As usual, he was thinking about palaces, kings, and princes, as he did on many mornings. He walked the streets without noticing where he was going. In time, he came to the center of the city. When he looked up, he saw Westminster, the king's palace. Two guards stood in front of the palace gates. Many people also stood around the square. Everyone hoped to see the king, the queen, or their son, the prince. Dressed in his poor, dirty rags, Tom approached the gates. Suddenly, he saw a beautifully dressed boy through the gates. It was the prince. Tom pushed his face against the gates to see better. Very quickly, one of the guards hit Tom and pushed him from the gates. Tom fell and the guard said, "Get away from here, you beggar!" The young prince jumped to the gates. He yelled angrily, "How could you do that? Let him in!" The crowd cheered, and the guard opened the gates for Tom. The prince took Tom into the palace. "What is your name?" the prince asked. "Tom Canty." "Where do you live?" "I live in Offal Court." "Offal Court? I have never heard of it. Do you have parents?" asked the prince. "Yes, and I also have a grandmother and twin sisters, Nan and Bet. I don't like my grandmother much. She often beats me." "What? How could she beat you? You are so frail. Are your parents good?" "My father beats me too, but my mother and sisters are very kind," Tom answered. The prince said, "I have sisters and cousins too. Elizabeth is my sister, and Jane Grey is my cousin. They are both very nice, but my other sister, Mary, is always sad and gloomy. She doesn't allow her servants to smile. Are your sisters kind to their servants?" "They don't have servants." "Then who helps them to get dressed and undressed?" the prince asked. "Nobody, sir. They only have one dress each, which they wear day and night," said Tom. "Well, I want to give them lots of dresses and servants to help them. Tell me more about your life." Life is hard when I'm hungry, but it's fun when I'm not hungry. We watch puppet shows and fight with sticks. We dance and we swim in the river." "That sounds wonderful," said the prince. "I would give anything to have just one day like that. I have an idea. I'll put on your clothes and you put on mine. I'll go to Awful Court and have fun running and swimming." After changing clothes, the two boys saw how much they looked like twins. "Our hair is the same color. Our eyes are the same color," the prince said. "Your face is the same as mine. Nobody will know which of us is Prince Edward and which is Poor Tom."